We're up to Simon Mem Dalet in Hilchas Tefillin. It is one sif, and we'll be doing that today. Kol zman shatfillin barosho o bezroo, so long as one is wearing tefillin, whether it be the shalyad or the shalrash, osur lishan behem afilu shenas arai. One is not to sleep, even though it is a short sleep. He's just taking a nap. It's osur even to take a nap, unless one does the conditions that the Mechaber is about to give. Now, the Isser of Shena, we had learned before, the Isser of Shena, one shouldn't sleep, because Chazal fear that one will pass wind, and that is Isser, one has to have a guf naki for tefillin. With regard to the Isser of a Shena's Arai, if we're afraid of that then too, it's actually a Machlokas Rishonim, and the Rush and the Re say that it is Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Gra paskins like them. The Gra actually holds like them that a Shenas Arai is mutter even with tefillin. The shear is the time it takes to walk 100 amma, which the Mishnah Berurah will later explain is less than a minute. So we're talking about a very short nap. And even there, according to the Gra, one would have to go and put his head down on his knees, to put his head on his lap when he is sleeping. And we'll see more about that in the Mechaber. So the halacha is that even Shenas Arai is Asr. The Mechaber is Choshesh that even Shenas Arai is Asr. Ela, unless, im hiniach aleihem suder, if he covers his tefillin with some kind of handkerchief, as a way of remembering that he's wearing tefillin, even though he's taking a nap, he should remember that he's wearing tefillin. Velo hoysa imo isha, and his wife is not with him. Yoshin behem shenas arai, he's allowed to sleep a temporary sleep. The ketzer huosa, and what does he do? Meniach rosho bein birkov, he puts his head between his knees, on his lap. Vahu yoshev, and he is sitting. V'yoshin, and sleeping that way. In other words, the idea is that he's supposed to sleep in a way that one does not sleep for a very long time, and this way he does not have to fear that he's actually going to sleep long, in which case we would have the chash shema yafiach that he will pass wind. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue that we learned there's an isser of hesach hadas in tefillin. It is usser to for one to be distracted when he's wearing tefillin. He's supposed to concentrate on the fact that he's wearing tefillin. So how do you do that when you're sleeping? Says the Mishnah Berurah, hesach hadas does not mean that you are not actively thinking about your tefillin. Hesach Adas means that b'chavana, what you are thinking about is something else, and that you are not thinking about tefillin or Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're wearing your tefillin and taking a nap, that is not considered Hesach Adas. You're wearing your tefillin and you're even doing work, that is not considered Hesach Adas. Says the Beferish here. If you're doing work, that is not considered Hesach Adas. Unless one is b'chavana, shifting his mind away from Yerushalayim. There's no reason why a person cannot have this general sense of Yerushalayim, although he's doing other things as well. Now, with regard to when he is davening, when a person is actually davening or learning, what is the halakha there? He's supposed to have in mind his davening and his learning. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there's a mitzvah min amuvchar that while you're wearing your tefillin, you should always think about them. And that means that you should, we learned that you should regularly touch your tefillin and think about your tefillin, be conscious of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. So what do you do when you're davening and learning? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two opinions. He says that the Prima Gadim says that the mitzvah min amuvchar is, even while you're davening and learning, you should regularly think about the fact that you're wearing tefillin. Mishnah Berurah brings the Arizal who disagrees. Not only that, but he brings that there's an Or Zeruah, so a Rishon, who is telling us that while you're davening and while you are learning, you do not have to consciously think about the fact that you're wearing tefillin, because you're involved in Yerushalayim, and that is precisely what the tefillin are all about. So now we go further. The halacha is that this is only talking about a Shenas Arai. A Shenas Keva is usher under all circumstances, even if it's between his knees and he's putting something over his tefillin to remember. A Shenas Arai, a Shenas Keva is usher. What is the shear? So, if you rove poskim, there is no shear. In other words, there is no precise shear given for where we draw the line between a Shenas Keva and a Shenas Arai. And here the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Gra, who says that we're talking about less than a minute. The next halacha, Im ochson biyado, excuse me, im hayu hatfilin kruchin biyado, mutalishin mem afilu sheinas keva. If the person winds the tefillin around his hands, in other words, he is not wearing the tefillin in the way that you're yotza, he went and wound the ritzuas around his hands. So there the halach is, he can sleep even as sheinas keva. There's no isser in sleeping while the tefillin are wound around your hands. And there's also no fear that they're going to fall because they're wound around your hands. Not so. Vim ochsen biyado ve'enem kruchem biyado. What happens if he's holding them? He's grasping on, he's holding on to the tefillin, but they're not wound around his hands. Also lishen bem afilu shenas arai. It's also for him to sleep even a shenas arai. Why is that? Because of the fear that they're going to fall. Says the Ramah, Hagav v'dafka kashoksim below nartikon. That's only if they're just the tefillin themselves and they're not in a tefillin bag. Aval benartikon mutar b'cholin yunshari. If he is holding the tefillin bag, where there, even if it falls, it will not be so much of a bizoyin to the tefillin. The halach is he's allowed to sleep holding them. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that according to the Gra, one can only rely on this if the bag is a tefach. If the bag itself is the size of a tefach, and this way, even if they fall, the halach is you're allowed to lechatchila keep them on the floor in a bag which is a tefach. Now, the Mishnah Berurah had previously told us that that halach is true only if it is the tefillin bag. But if it's another container that you have them in, even if it's not a tefach, the halach is that you're allowed to place them on the floor. So over here, it would be mutter too.